Okay, let's what? If I do it, Baruch Hashem, the final stop is a 25-minute walk from my house, so it's not, like, it's walking distance. No, I think worst comes to worst, I walk for 25 minutes. That's not such a big deal. The last stop of the bus, Har Chol Tzvin is 25 minutes from my house. What? So worst comes to worst, I'll walk for 25 minutes. Should we skip? We don't have so much time. Let's learn the Siman Kuf Yud Ches. Yadur Achar Yayin Yofel Amitzus Arba Kolsos. That's always an issue. We're not wine drinkers, or most of us aren't, I would say. So we go for the low alcohol wine. I never understand, like, exactly. I hear different explanations of the low alcohol wine. Is it because they put in other things and they dilute it, or they let it ferment only like that much, that little? They don't let kedem, the low alcohol, they don't let it into the country.
Here?
All right. Let's go. Anyway, Yayin Yofel. Who was asking me that they don't like wine? Someone was asking me, like, if you don't like wine, should you strain Zichon to drink wine? Should you strain yourself? Because of the famous Gemara that this Amora drank wine and he had headaches till Shavuos. But now you have grape juice. What's wrong with grape juice? I mean, there's something where Moshe holds grape juice is not ideal, but you can get grape juice that's not mavushal. That's already a madrega higher. Kedem, I don't know about the Israeli stuff, but the kedem grape juice, they make it for Pesach. It's in a glass bottle, not plastic. And it doesn't say, either it doesn't say or it says ain't a mavushal. That's what we got last year for the people that couldn't drink wine. They sell kedem grape juice in the bottle, not in the glass, not the plastic, is grape juice that's not mavushal. You're supposed to try to get red wine. Mimyesh benim to yayin odom yofa kamoy alavon, begamu kosher kamoy alavon, mitzvah bo yosemi belavon. And all things being equal, it's not equal, it's supposed to go for the red wine. Red wine is better. It's said to be better. Shenemar al teri yayin ki yasado. Masma shechashibuso shol yayin uk shehu odo. Even though there's all kinds of grapes and all kinds of wine, but red wine is part of the chashivas of a wine. By the zechel adam shayapara shochet yaldei bnei Yisrael. See, the regular wine is like purple, really, not really red. Like the Concord, it's purple. No, it's not red. It's a dark red. Not the color of blood. They make a kedem. I know kedem. Kedem makes like a red wine. Some of the time it's red, it's really pink. Not really red. With Tzorech Tibul HaRishon, the first, the appetizer, that's before the meal, it's before the Haggadah actually, is called Karpas Nogan Harbe Likach Petros Leo. What's that, potatoes? What's Petros Leo? What? Parsley? Okay. The Togios of the Kacha Celery. The Amuvchur of the Kacha Snow, that's a radish. But the truth is, again, you should make sure to take something l'chayre that you dip with your hands, that a person would dip with their hands. Not a potato. It's something that naturally everybody takes a utensil, so it defeats the whole purpose of putting it in water, which makes you wash, but if it's the derech to eat it with a utensil, then you wouldn't wash, even if it's in water.
French
fries?
Maybe
French
fries?
But the whole point is that's why we wash.
That way people will ask, right? Why are you doing that?
What?
That's the fifth kasha.
No, that's when I realized that, that's when I moved away from potato to celery. The celery is very normal.
Nobody eats french fries with a fork.
French fries?
Everybody eats french fries with their hands. More than celery, more than carrots, more than anything.
Yeah?
They're french fries.
Okay, so you mean...
Yeah.
You have to have french fries by those... You can't have anything that tastes too good if you want to be makna to eat less than a kazayas.
The mitzvah of karpas is to dip.
What?
The mitzvah of karpas is to dip with the hands and out the feet.
Well, yes, but that's not the point. The point is the washing. Part of the seder is that we wash on dover shetibulo b'mashke. Even those who are holy around don't wash on something that you... Many Rishonim hold that if you eat anything that's wet, you have to wash. Not just like you wash for bread. If you have to wash for an apple that's wet, that you rinsed off and it's wet. Or maybe for a donut that you dipped in your coffee. So you probably have... Could be you have to wash. Our meaning is not to wash. The famous gross sheet of paskins that you do have to. They even make a bracha on the Tila Shadayim. Anyway, so we all do it universally. It's part of the Seder. We wash and then we eat karpas. The Gra people make a bracha by Urchatz. They have to learn a whole different niggun when they go to school because they do make a bracha. Right? It's a little weird, even though we don't make a bracha, but if it's something that's eaten always with a utensil, you wouldn't have to wash. Okay. The Tzorech Molar Nogim Likach Tamcho, which was Chrein, even though it's not first on the list, and the list really has a pecking order, and Chrein is, I think, third on the list, second on the list. The Chivin Shukhorof Ma'ol, the Chogon Lothoro, the Megveres, you make it into pieces. Rakizor Ushlo Yofug Lagamri. I don't know if I get this, because if you eat it raw, is it bitter? It's really the finer the finer it is, the stronger it is.
Yeah.
So if someone would eat raw more, like take a bite into the thing, according to this, it's very dangerous. It's at its strongest then. I don't know, my experience is that the more you tochen it, the more sharper it gets. Maybe afterwards it's awful.
A little bit easier to measure a kazayas if it's solid, but
why is it hard to measure a kazayas
if it's solid and not grated, because then you gotta want to pack it in.
He says Shabbos is asur on the foro, so tzichon the foro called the malayla. We do it anyway, called the malayla. Vichaseu on the layla. Avol yoyset tov lekachas chazera shehichaso, which is lettuce, romaine lettuce. We seem to have a kabbalah about shenoach laochlo. Not so hard to eat, but v'nikras moror. Avik shekshoyim bekarka nasa akelach mar. Yoytzen gambelana nikur vermut. I think a wormwood. Another mile of having a more edible chrein, having a more edible moror. Not mile. Another makom you see is that right. The part of the seder is that you have in mind when you make a bor kriadom over the karpus to pat of the moror. The pashtus the chrein would not be a bor kriadom. If you eat chrein, your pashtus would make a shahakol. Even though it grows on the ground, but it's not the derech to eat it. So Pasha should make a shahakol. So that whole thing breaks down. How can you not make a shahakol on the chrein? I don't know a good answer. It could be, you know, there's a cheshbon that you don't have to make a bracha on. It's part of the suda. Acharosis. Skipping around, acharosa tzorich shatiya ova zeicha letit v'shoshu tzorich letabalas hamoror yishmach letocha yayin erchaymet shatiya raka, so you'll have also zeicha ledom v'gam shteiru yiletabal bo. Otherwise, it's very hard. Not really a dip. Yishlazus is a charosus mi perush nimshul b'hem kresus Yisrael. Going to Einim, Shnemer Ateinachon to Pageo, figs, walnuts, dates, pomegranates, apples, that's Takas Atapuch or Articha, and almonds. We have almonds, people eat almonds, Pesach. Yeah, they sell them. Everything always becomes kidneyous. And they put in some sort of spice that looks like straw. What do they give? I think they're cinnamon. Cinnamon? Kinnaman of Zangville. Zangville is ginger, I think. I think Zangville is ginger. Ginger comes in warm pieces. What? So what's Zangville? But that's his whole point.
Cinnamon comes in
there. Cinnamon does, yeah. B'Shabbos lo yishmech ha'sayayin. Okay, you're making gibul, you're making lisha. B'Shachar Beis HaMikdash and Sifhei, there's two things we do for Zecher, for the Beis HaMikdash on the table. Shnei minei tavshila, nechad Zecher l'karban pezach, nechad Zecher l'karban chagiga. So that's basar, and we try to take a zroa. People take a chicken thing. You're not doing the full-fledged minig with the chicken thing. To do the full-fledged minig, you have to go to your butcher and ask them to give you a piece of the zroa with a bone. You'll have meat and zroa and bone. It should be roasted. I don't know. Do it on top of the fire. Zecher the Pesach Shoyotzliyesh, and Beya is also a remembrance of the other Korban, and it's from the Lashon Bo'i that we pray to Hashem. It's from the Lashon of Bo'i. And that's Zecher the Chagiga. The Chagiga is Yudalad we're talking about. Yeah, sorry.